Sifayim Beis. And since I was talking about Chanukah, he was talking about the concept of Nasev Nishma, and about the concept of the Gemara with the three things that come, Behesach Hadas, Moshiach, Akrov, and Metziah. And this is the paragraph that we're up to right now. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh b'haloyz choes haneiros el mul pnei hamenoiro yoiru shiva haneiros." It says in the Chumash that when you light the candles of the menoira in the Beis Hamikdash or in the Mishkan, you should light them towards the seven candles should burn towards the face of the menoira. Rav Nosson Zal explains now this pasuk in Chumash, corresponding to that Torah in Likutei Maran, Torah Chof Beis in Likutei Maran Chelek Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal says, Shiva Saneirois, Sein Bechinas, Shiva Royim. The seven candles correspond to the seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael. Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, Moshe and Yosef and David. Shemachnisin Umeirim, Hoemuna Gdoisha B'Yisrael. They are the ones who shine faith into Klal Yisrael. That light, that's considered the brightest light of all, the Oyer Hoemuna. However, Rabbein Zal explained in that chapter in the Likutei Maran that it's impossible for a Jew to come close to tzaddikim without Azus Dikdusha. Rabbein Zal there quotes the pasuk, Nehalta v'ozcho el nevei kodshecho. You were led with your eyes to holiness. That the only way a person could come close to Kedusha is that the person has to have guts, chutzpah, Azus Dikdusha. That drives him to go. Shemekablim al yedei shnei haksorim, which a Jew takes. How does a Yid take upon himself Azus Dikdusha? Through the two crowns, Shein Bechinas Naaseh V'Nishma. When the Yidin said Naaseh V'Nishma, they received those crowns that represented a concept of Azus Dikdusha. Ukvar Mavoyer Le'el, and we already explained earlier, Shekoshe Lohovin Mehechon Ascholo. It's very difficult for a Jew to figure out, where do I begin? What am I supposed to do? What should I work on first? Should I work on coming close to tzaddikim? Should I work on Naaseh V'Nishma? Should I work on my Azus Dikdusha? Where do you start from? Ube'emes hakoil naaseh al yedei hatzadiki emes. Rav Nosson Zal says, the truth is that all of this is accomplished through the tzaddikim amitim. V'hoikar al yedei hatzadik shehu b'chinas Moshe Moshiach shehu kolu mikol hatikunim hamavuorim bateranam. And the main thing is that all of this stuff is accomplished through the single tzaddik, who is a combination of all seven shepherds, all seven tzaddikim. He represents Moshe Rabbeinu Moshiach, who is the kolel of all of those seven tzaddikim. Excuse me? Exactly. Exactly. That's what a court. That's from Moses' self definition. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Just as in the story of the seven Betlers, Rabbi Nizal told a story about seven distinct tzaddikim, each one having a unique, very high power. And Rav Nosson Zal explains the story, showing that this actually represents the seven qualities of the tzaddik. The ultimate tzaddik is the one who's kalul from all seven of them put together. Because we look at what he's talking about here, the seven candles of the menorah. It's brought that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal had a group of six students that were closest to him. And he plus them symbolized, they once said to him that we are like the menorah in the Mishkan. You're like the center candle, and we six represent the three on the right and the three on the left, which lean into the middle candle, showing that they draw their shefa from the middle candle. Therefore, they said to Rav Shimon Yochai, Antu Shabbos the Kula Yoimi. You represent the Shabbos Kodesh, which is the middle candle. We represent Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which draw from Shabbos. You'll note that on Wednesday morning, we say L'chun Aranana. In the Shir Shalyom, we say three psukim of the Friday night davening at the end to show that we're headed towards Shabbos already. Wednesday morning, we're starting to move towards 3 days to go to Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So too, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are on the right. Aharon Yosef Dovid are on the left. Moshe Rabbeinu is that Ner Hoemtsoi. He's the Netzach, the sphere of Netzach, which in this case is kolel all the others. Just like it's brought that the sun began to shine on the fourth day of creation. Why? Why b'dafka the fourth? Because when we talk about light, in order for light to serve a room properly, it's got to be centered. It's got to be in the middle. The sun represents this beit tzaddik, the ultimate tzaddik, who's in the middle. And he's koilel the tzaddikim around him on both sides. Exactly, exactly. Ki Moshe hu echod me'azayin royim, because Moshe Rabbeinu is actually one of the seven shepherds, the kolul mikulam, and yet at the same time he is the combination of all of them put together. K'mo shekosuv shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah of Beis over there, v'hu bi'atzmoi mamshich shnei haksorim hanal, and Moshe Rabbeinu himself is the one who draws these crowns, Shehem Bechinas Nasa V'Nishma, which represent the crowns that were placed on the Jews' heads by the angels when they said Nasa V'Nishma. K'mo shekosuv b'ksovim, as is written in the writings of the Arizal, Shem Moshe Chozar V'Zocho B'Haksorim Hanal, K'muvo Mizeh B'Kavonas Yismach Moshe. The Arizal explains that it's written that in Chumash Vayikra begins with the word Vayikra, Vav Yud Kuf Reish Aleph. The Aleph is a miniature Aleph, if you look in the Sefer Torah. Why? The Arizal explains, this is tied to what we said last week, that the letter Aleph could even mean one, or it could mean a thousand. Aleph is a thousand, Aleph is one. It's the same letters. The Arizal says that originally, when the Jews were on Har Sinai, they were receiving a light that was so bright that it represented Pele. Pele means wondrous, niflaot, miracles, a miracle light. This concept of a thousand lights. And Moshe Rabbeinu was benefiting from these a thousand lights. When the Jews worshipped the Egel HaZohov, they fell, and Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech reid ki shichei samcha. You go down because your nation has destroyed. They've messed things up. Because they've fallen, you got to fall too. Because the Gemara says, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, any greatness I've given you, any power that I've given you just for their benefit, to serve them. If they're unworthy, then I don't need you to have these great lights either. So it's brought that that's why right immediately afterwards, when it says that Hashem called out to Moshe Rabbeinu, it uses that miniature Aleph to show that Moshe Rabbeinu gave up these Aleph Oirois, these a thousand lights that he had originally, he forfeited, and he was left with one thousandth in a sense. And the Arizal says that every Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu is zoche to restore to himself, to draw this upon himself again, to bring back these thousand lights. And this is why we say in the Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe Rabbeinu is happy about receiving his portion. This refers to this portion that he gave up, that he lost at one point, that he gets back. And over there it says, Klil Tiferes Baroisha Nasatoi, referring to a crown that's on his head, referring to this restoration of these crowns that the Yidden lost when they worshipped Egel HaZohov, and the light that Moshe Rabbeinu lost.
I thought that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that I'll destroy the Jewish people and I'll make them a new nation. So
correct.
Said Moshe Rabbeinu had value on his own.
Correct. That was one proposition that Hashem made. In other words, that was a test for him, possibly. That was being used to test Moshe Rabbeinu to see, is he Raya Mehemna? Is he the captain of the ship, or he's not a captain of the ship? If he's the captain of the ship, he's the last one to jump. If Hashem wants to wipe out the ship, Moshe Rabbeinu should say, I'm kill me first, like he did, like he came through.
You said in another once before how he was a Gilgul of Noah. And Noah
exactly. May Noah. Exactly, exactly. But so in other words, could be that that was just a test. Whereas the fact is, the real fact is, that that was never an option. That Hashem's desire is this Klal Yisrael, you know, and Moshe Rabbeinu should never forsake them, you know, etc. Could be. Pele means wondrous. Pele is a nickname for Keser, the crown, this light of the crown. And it's represented by this concept of Elef Oirois, a thousand lights. Yes, exactly. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that was zocher to get this back. Vehu meir oleinu oyer haksorim anal. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who shines this to us. Note, the Arizal says clearly, everybody else in Klal Yisrael lost it. He doesn't say just the regular guys lost it, that tzaddikim retained it. Everyone lost it, and it's only Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalkoi. He's the only one who was able to get it back. So that when we receive light today, it's coming from him. He's the one who restored it. And it's from this light that we're zeichet to simcha, b'chinas azus dikdusha, simcha, which is synonymous with azus dikdusha, because Rabbeinu Zal in that Torah quotes the famous pasuk in Nehemiah, where it says, ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzchem. Your oiz, your strength, your azus comes from simcha. Though chedvas Hashem, chedva means joy, that these two go together. When a person's happy, then they have the guts to do what they need to do. They have that azus and chutzpah. When a person's depressed, you know, and they're down, they don't have that azus dikdusha. And it's synonymous with these crowns, which came, the pasuk says, v'simchas oilam al roisham. Simcha is called a crown that's worn on the head. Simcha is keser. The madrega of simcha refers to that highest kedusha called keser. Through this Azus Dikdusha, we are zeicher to come close to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Klolius HaShivaroyin. He represents the combination of all seven shepherds. Shaydeze Meir Umam Shecholeinu Emud HaShlema. And when we come close to him, he's able to draw upon us true emuna. V'nistakein b'chinas choysem ayodin. And that makes a tikkun for the choysem of the hands. This chapter on the Likutei Moran that Rav Nosson Zal is relating to, all of these pages, is called Choysam B'toy Choysam. That's the name of the chapter. And there, Rabbeinu Zal starts off by discussing two seals, S-E-A-L, that every single Yid has. There's a Choysam Ayodayim, a seal of the hands, and there's a seal of the feet. And Rabbeinu Zal has a whole discussion in that chapter in the Likutei Moran as to what each one refers to. One refers to Emuna, one refers to Tzadikim, and he elaborates on it a lot. So Rav Nosson Zal here is making a reference to it and mentioning it. V'nistakein b'chinas choysem ayodim, shaydeze zoichen l'choysem araglim. When you misakein l'choysem ayodayim, that automatically makes a tikkun for the choysem araglim, which is the Tzadikim. Shehu gamkein mistakein rak al yodoy. All of this gets fixed only through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki rak hu oise shalom ben Yisrael amvim shabashamayim. Because he's the one who has the ability to make peace between Hashem and the Jewish people. When Hashem got angry at Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was able to bring them back together. Shetoyeinim Hashem. How does he do this? How does he make peace with both sides? Shetoyeinim Hashem Yisborach, Lomo Hashem Yechrab Chabiyamecha. When he went to Hashem, he said to Hashem, what are you making such a big deal about? What are you getting insulted? They bow down to a calf? That's your competition? That's what you're insulted about? Ridiculous, Hashem! Chas Hashem, you would say to a child, you should be ashamed of yourself that this is what you're getting nervous about? That was the attitude, that was the game he played when he went to Hashem, to pacify Hashem. And when he went to the Yidden, Rabbeinu Zal says, and they put him on over there, to them he said, what do you, look what kind of crime, you did the biggest crime in the world. This was to bring them both together, to get them to realize how much tshuva they have to do, and to get to pacify Hashem, that Hashem shouldn't get so nervous, so upset about it. Nimtza, shekol hatikunim, meirosh vatsoif, hakoil al yodoi. Therefore, based on what we discussed in this paragraph, and based on what we've been discussing all along here, all the tikkunim that we've discussed all have to go via Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hu bechinas pnei hamenorah, he's the one who represents, besides being one of the seven candles, he also represents the pnei hamenorah, the face of the whole thing. Shekol hashiva saneirois meirin al yodoi, where all seven candles shine through him. Just as the Gemara says, that there were many Nevi'im, but the Gemara says all the Nevi'im received their Nevuah through Moshe Rabbeinu. If I'm not mistaken, the Arizal says, on the Pasuk in Chumash, Vo'era el Avraham El Yitzchok Ve'el Yaakov Bekel Shakai. That's what it says in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, right? Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem says, I revealed, you should know, that when I revealed myself to Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, it was Bekel Shakai. What is Kel Shakai? Kel is 31, Aleph Lamed, Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud is 314, together it's Begimatria Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that even when you weren't even born yet, when I revealed myself to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, it was through you. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the mocker of Nevuah, ad kedei kach that all tzaddikim, all Nevi'im, have to draw from him. Even the ones that came before him were drawing through his neshama. They couldn't receive it directly from Hashem. The Gemara says he received Bas Baklaria Hameira, and all the others received Bas Baklaria Shein Hameira. So Rav Nosson Zal says here. So we see that Vezeh El Mul Pnei Hamanoira. This is why the pasuk says there El Mul Pnei Hamanoira Yoiru Shivas Haneirois. Rav Nosson Zal explains Shehu Bechinas Moshe. This Mul Pnei Hamanoira is Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekolo Mikol HaTikunim Anal. He represents all the Tikunim that are discussed in that chapter on Likutei Moran, the Azaz Tikdusha, the Choysim Hayadayim, the Choysim Haraglayim, the Kesers, everything. All of, he represents all of it. V'zehu ki I efsher lekabel oiram kiim al yodoy kanal. Because it's impossible to receive the light of these, all of these tikkunim, or the light of the other royim, other than through Moshe Rabbeinu. It must come via Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki al yedei neirois hameno v'zeh shekosuv hadlokas haneirois b'loshen b'ha'aloischa. This is why when the Torah discusses lighting the menorah, it doesn't say behadlikha, when you light the menorah, it says b'ha'aloischa, when you will elevate the menorah. Why does it use that term aliyah? Talking about the menorah, it should say lahadlik. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki al yedei neirois hamenorah malim kol hanefoshos hanefulim. Because this mitzvah of lighting the menorah is what makes it possible to be malet, to elevate all the fallen nefoshos. Bebechinas yirida tachlis v'aliyah kanal. As we discussed at length earlier, the topic of yirida tachlis v'aliyah, which Rav Nosson Zal spoke about in that Torah Likutei Moran. Ki kol nefesh mi Yisrael hu bechinas ner, because every single Jewish nefesh is called a ner. Kama shekosuf ner Hashem nishma sodom, that every neshama is a ner. The Arizal says ner Hashem nishma sodom, ner nun reish is nefesh ruach, ner Hashem nishmas. You have nefesh, ruach, neshama, all three parts that go into making a Jew. You understand? That pasuk is representative of not just the neshama, the all three sections, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. So Rav Nosson Zal writes here, every nefesh is called an air. V'chulam oilem miridosom umeirin b'koyach tikkun ha-menorah. And all of these nefoshos, all of these neirois, are zeichet to be uplifted and shine it through the menorah. Their battery, their source of light is the menorah. V'zehu, this is why the pasuk says over there, v'zeh ma'aseh ha-menorah miksha zohov ad yerecha ad pircha mikshohi. It says that the menorah was made from gold, and it had to be made from one solid piece of gold. It couldn't be from pieces stuck together or soldered together or anything like that. And it says ad yerecha, all the way down to the bottom, to the base of the menorah, ad pircha, even the little flowers that were carved out on the menorah was all made from one solid piece of gold, mikshohi, solid. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, miksho pirish rashi shohoiso kol hamenorah asuyo me eshes echot me roish matzoif. Rashi HaKodesh says over there that the entire menorah was made from one piece of solid gold. Hainu shekol tikunei hamenorah kulam tluyim zeboze the kulam nasim yeshes echot. Rav Nosson Zal says this emphasizes that you should know that all of these tikkunim that are related to the menorah are all plugged into each other, are all dependent on each other. Lahoyrois to teach us Shekulam Nasim Mehat Sadik, that all of them come from the Tzadik, Bechinas Moshe Biatzmoy, Shemimenu Kol Hatikunam Anal Meroish Vatzoif. That's where everything comes from. Vezehu, this is why it says over there, Ad Yerecha, Ad Pircha Mikshehi. Shehat Tzadik Anal, Mamshech Kol Hatikunam Anal, עד שמכניס בחינס אקשונוס ואזס דקדושה גם בדיוטה התחתוין המועד בחינס ירחן ורגלן בחינס עד ירחת פרחה מקשהי. The word miksha, when we say about a person that he's an Adam kasher, usually it means he's stubborn like a mule, that kind of concept. Stubbornness is a term that's used sometimes synonymous with Aziz Dikdusha. Asas Tiktusha means, I don't care if I have to ask Hashem 6,000 times. I'm not going to get turned away by lack of consistency. In other words, by lack of stamina. I'll outdo Hashem in stamina any day. Hashem says that I can pray to get Eretz Yisrael 515 times, nothing will happen. Fine, we'll do another 515. We'll see if Hashem can hold out. We see in the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515, and Hashem said, stop. Why stop? Because if you don't stop, if you say one more tefillah, I'll have to give it to you. So we see that there is this concept of this game of stamina, this battle of wits to see who can hold out longer. Lahafo, you have parents with children, know what this is. A kid wants something, can I have it? No. Can I have it? No. Can I have it? No. Can I have it? Yes. It's a waiting game. It's a matter of who can hold out longer, who's more stubborn. Certain times that's what it takes. So this term stubbornness, kosher, is synonymous with Aziz Dikdusha. Here, Rav Nosson Zal says that it says about the menorah, which represents the shivaroyim, the candles, and the mul pnei menorah is Moshe Rabbeinu, it says it was miksha. It had this, the menorah has this quality that it gives off Aziz Dikdusha, ad yerecha, ad pircha, from top to bottom. This implies that the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, has the ability to shine this quality of Aziz Dikdusha into every single yid from the top to the bottom. You would say a tzaddik has the right to be stubborn when he's bargaining with Hashem because he's got a gav, he's got something to go with. But a person who feels that he's a rasha, he's a no-goodnik, he's done millions of averos, he's embarrassed enough to ask Hashem for something once. But if he already got up the guts to ask once and Hashem told him, jump in a lake, how did Hashem tell him jump in a lake? By not answering his tefillah at all. To tell such a guy to have the chutzpah to go back and ask a second time, the guy looks at me and says, what are you kidding? I can't do that. And Rav Nosson Zal is stressing here that if a person is zeicha to be mekusher to the tzaddik, to Moshe Rabbeinu has the ability to shine this Aziz Dikdusha from top to in the full spectrum of Am Yisrael, to give it to everybody. V'zeh bechinas ad pircha. It says that from the base of the menorah to its flowers, even the flower, the design of flowers on the menorah, all of it was miksha. All of it was from one piece. That's what miksha means. And also miksha means stubborn. Bechinas prichas uzrichas vehisnoitzus elokusis borach shemeir gam bebechinas raglin veyerech. Rav Nosson Zal teaches ad yerecha vaad pircha. The tzaddik does this until he's mafriach. Poreach means to blossom or to shine in a sense. The tzaddik is poreach, the Aziz Dikdusha, into the Yerech, even into the bottom of the menorah, the lowest Jew, he's able to shine into him. Shemigoydel ho Aziz Dikdusha, shemachnis b'chol echad miYisrael aydei kol hatikunim anal, through the enormous amount of Aziz Dikdusha that the tzaddik shines into every single yid as a result of all of these tikkunim that we spoke about, aydei ze poireach u'misnoitzeitz oyer zerichas elokus yisborach gam bebechinas yerech v'raglin. Through that, the light of Hashem shines and blossoms even in the lowest levels, those that are compared to the feet, like the base of an oira, reflecting the lowest neshamos that are called bechinas raglin, like the feet of Hashem kaviyochel. The tzaddik is able to shine even into them this mixture. This is why it says over there, Tamare Asher Hera Hashem Es Moshe Kein Oslo Samanoira. It says that just as Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the menorah should look, Moshe Rabbeinu constructed it exactly that way. The Dorsh Razal, the Gemara learns out over there, Shehoya Moshe Miskashe Al Maisa HaMenoira, that Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous difficulty figuring out how to make the menorah. Ad Shehero Lo Yashem Yisborach Menorah Shalesh, to the point where the Gemara says that Hashem had to show him the video. Hashem had to show him a menorah of fire to show him exactly what that looked like, so that Moshe Rabbeinu should be able to copy that design and be able to teach Bezalel exactly how to construct the menorah properly. Why? Why Bedafka, when it came to the menorah, does it tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure it out and Hashem had to show him a menorah shalesh? Ki be'emes hakoil meito yisporach. Because the fact is that everything comes from Hashem. Ki kol hatikunim anal nas na'idei toiras Hashem utfilas Hashem bi'atzmoy kavyochol. Because we emphasized before that all the tikunim that we spoke about here, nasa v'nishma and everything, all of it comes by a person rising in Torah and Tfila to such a madrega where the person is able to get Hashem himself to daven and to get Hashem himself to learn. And when you have the Torah Hashem and Tfila Hashem, that's what really makes all of this happen. That's what makes all of these tikkunim happen. That's what we learned earlier. Shezehu bechinas hamenoiro sheheroloi melemalo. This is what the Gemara is telling us when it tells us that Hashem himself turned on the menorah. We learned before that Chanukah, the menorah of Chanukah, represented the shleimus of Nasa v'Nishma. Remember Torah and Tefillah. Remember we spoke about the four and four, the Yitzchak and Rivka being Torah and Tefillah, and the eight candles of the menorah, the five chamashim and the three tefillahs. We spoke a lot about how the menorah represented Torah and Tefillah. By the Gemara telling us about a menorah that Hashem made, that's talking about Torah Hashem and Tefillah Hashem. V'chein osa Moshe samenoirah. And it's connect. First Hashem made the menorah veish, and then Moshe Rabbeinu copied that. Moshe Rabbeinu drew from the Torah Hashem and Tefillah Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu drew from that to make all of these tikkunim. Ki hu nichlal boy yisborach. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to be nichlal in Hashem kavyochel, to negate himself to such an extent where he became kavyochel part of Hashem, merged botel to Hashem. V'zocho gam kein lebechinas toras Hashem utfilas Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicher to this madrega of toras Hashem and tfilas Hashem. We spoke earlier about the Yud Gimel Midos Sharachmim, where Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be shown Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, the Tfilas Hashem and the Torah Hashem. Shaydeze Nimshochim Kol HaChasodim Uel Yoinim. We learned earlier that it's from this Torah Hashem and Tfilas Hashem that there come these uppermost Chasodim, Nifloim, V'nistaklim kol ha-tikunim anal ha-kul menorah. And all of these tikkunim that are related to the menorah are accomplished. V'alkein niskashe Moshe mo'oi dalmaisa menorah. Now we could understand why the Gemara makes an issue of this. Why the Gemara says that when it came to the menorah, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out how to do it. Machmas shero shehakoil nase me'eshes echod. Because he saw that the concept behind the menorah was that it had to be one piece. V'hakoil tolui zeh bo zeh. And all of these different tikkunim are all dependent and interdependent on each other. V'ein yoidin mehechon ascholah. And Rabbeinu Zal, in this Torah in Likutei Moran, this is where he mentions that this is one of the major problems in Yiddishkeit. That you have many times certain things where this is related to this, and from this you get to this, and this you get to that. And the question is, where do you start? How are you supposed to jump onto the, where do you get on? Al kein hoyokoshe be'enov ma'oid. Eich machnisin u'meirin tikkunim elo b'Yisrael. This is why Moshe Rabbeinu had such a big problem figuring out how do you bring these tikkunim and these oirois into Bnei Yisrael. Ad shehera lo Hashem Yisborach, until Hashem showed him that this isn't your problem. If you were the one that had to start it all off, if you were the one that had to initiate it, you have a big kasha. But sorry, it's all going to be, Hashem is going to turn it on. Hashem is going to be the first rung on the ladder. That all of it comes from Hashem. Rak ho'ikrhu ho'rotzoin ho'emes. However, the only thing that we have to know is that the main thing that we have to provide is true desire. We have to really, sincerely want. Shemi sheyirtze be'emes beretzoinois chazokim liskar v'lashem yisborach. Any Jew who will really, sincerely want, with strong desire, consistent desire to come close to Hashem, yizkev lekol zev kanal, will definitely be zeichet to everything we discussed here.